I am today's car buyer. I'm internet educated, double talk liberated. My credit is not suspect. My trade-in's not a reject. I don't need to negotiate, tolerate, or even hesitate. My goals are clear. I know what I want and what I want to pay. I refuse to be sidestepped, sidelined, or sideswiped by hidden charges and unexpected fees. I am today's car buyer, and I only deal with Walker. It's never been truer. When other dealers won't, Walker will.
Walker Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
They built our country, fought wars to defend our freedom. They have been called our greatest generation. Now, in this land of plenty they helped to create, many senior citizens in America go hungry. Sometimes they must choose between medicine, rent, or food. It is a choice they shouldn't have to make. The Food Bank of Central Louisiana's Adopt-a-Senior program serves more than 2,200 seniors each month. You can sponsor a senior for only $100 per year. Call the Food Bank or visit fbcinlaw.org. Together, we can end hunger.
The Food Bank of Central Louisiana is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Be Unique Hair Salon specializes in your total hair care needs, caring for the scalp and teaching every client how to maintain a head filled with healthy hair. At Be Unique Hair Salon, our stylists recognize each client's uniqueness and individuality that demonstrates your own personal swag. If you're looking for unique hair and unique hair experiences, Be Unique Hair Salon is located at 1771 Elliott Street, Suite B in Alexandria, Louisiana. Phone for an appointment Tuesday through Saturday, 318-442-7204. Be Unique Hair Salon, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
Daryl's is an auto service specialist that you can trust and rely on. With over 35 years of experience, no repair is too large or too small. Daryl's Auto Service provides A to Z repairs on domestic and foreign vehicles. When it comes to service and repairs, Daryl's Auto Service is where customers feel safe, sending their family and friends. Daryl's Auto Service, member ASA. Daryl's Auto Service is conveniently located at 6304 Masonic Drive. The number to phone is 318-443-5741. Daryl's Auto Service, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Creating opportunities and leveling the playing field for all citizens are critical to ensuring Alexander's social and economic sustainability. The City of Alexander Diversity in Action program was created to assist small, emerging, and minority and women-owned businesses by providing the resources and the network they need to become competitive and successful. Diversity in Action works with MPE, WPE businesses, coordinating businesses with startup, coaching, and entrepreneurial assistance such as capacity building, providing access to capital, and more. If you are an MPE, WPE business, Diversity in Action can assist your business through the Close the Gap mentoring program, designed to bridge the gap between potential failure and success in a small emerging businesses program. Diversity in Action is a free service working with businesses removing obstacles to success for anyone who is willing to work hard and diligently. Get started today. 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107. Or go to www.diversityinaction.org.
Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
On Sunday mornings, you can experience the transformational power of God's Word as Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church serves God and the community. Become one with God and God's Word at Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church, located at 736 Ducote Lane in Cottonport, Louisiana, under the leadership of Reverend Chris Augustine Sr. Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church, where services are held every Sunday morning.
It started out like a totally normal day.
I love you.
I mean, I guess I was a little sweaty and I was definitely sore. I thought I had gas. Turns out I was having a heart attack. Heart disease is the number one killer of American women. So now I take care of myself and tell the other women in my life to do the same. Make it your mission to save your life and the lives of the women you love. Find out more from the American Heart Association at goredforwomen.org.
On Point Talk is a proud sponsor of Go Red for Women and the Central Louisiana American Heart Association. Sinlaw Area Agency on Aging Foster Grandparent Program is a national program serving local communities. Foster grandparents serve as role models, mentors, and friends while participating in a program designed to help students learn to read, provide one-on-one tutoring, and help guide children at a critical time in their lives. Participating grandparents will receive a tax-free hourly stipend, travel pay to and from their workstation, lunch, but most of all, the opportunity to share your gifts and your talents with those who really need it. For volunteer requirements, applications will be accepted Monday through Friday at 9 a.m. until 2 p.m. at Simla Area Agency on Aging at 1423 Peterman Drive, or for more information, you can phone 318-484-2260. Remember, share today, shape tomorrow. Simla Area Agency on Aging Grandparent Program is another proud sponsor for On Point Talk. Hello, everybody, and welcome. I'm Carlette Christmas. That's David Christmas. And if you're listening, you're on point. This is the official OPT Network. And our website, of course, is www.onpointcxmas.com. We invite you to go to our website, click on, and listen live. It doesn't matter what part of the country you're in on this. Yes, it's Wind Down Wednesday. Yes, the week is winding down, and we hope that your week is off to a good start. And yesterday, as always, I talked about, you know, recapturing that momentum from Monday, having it on Tuesday, and then on Wednesday. Well, I got a lot of text messages. People said, you know what, Carlette? I don't know. I don't have that momentum. I'm not feeling it. And a lot of these were teachers who were trying to get back, get their minds ready to get back in the saddle of school. And I said to them, you know what? You do have it. Sometimes we have it and we just don't know that we have it. And I would say to teachers and students alike, this morning I was sort of feeling it. I was saying, you know what? My routine is going to change a little bit when school starts. I'm going to have to do just a little bit more. I'm going to have to get up just a little bit earlier. I'm going to have to get myself together, make sure that young David Christmas is together, and make sure that we're all out of the house at the right time to do drop-offs and all of those things. And sometimes it makes you a little bit, I guess, sad to see summer end, because, you know, summer just is so leisurely. You know, there's no real plan. You just kind of do whatever. And so teachers are saying, well, back to duty, back to lesson plans, back to grading papers, back to school. And I said, you know what, all we can do, and what I decided on yesterday, is that I was going to live right now in the present moment. I'm not going to worry about yesterday. It's over. Tomorrow's not here yet. And all I have literally is this moment and today. And you know, the other day I was reading an article, and I wanted to share it with you guys. As we were talking about Momentum Monday, and DC said some really powerful things about gratitude. And there was a lady in New York that was just sitting on a park bench, and a limb fell from a tree. Not only was she a lady, she was a pregnant lady. A limb fell from the tree and killed her. She was simply sitting on a park bench. The limb fell and killed her and her baby. And so when you think about only having the moment that you're in, it really, really gives you a sense of really being grateful. And I said, you know, you can't even call that a freak accident, a freak of nature. You don't even know what to call it. But what I say this morning is, wherever you are, whatever you're doing, instead of worrying about things that you can't change, things that are going to happen, and they're going to happen and they're going to be just fine if you just throw your heart over the bar and trust that all is well. And then you're just grateful. You're grateful for your kids. You're not worried about the next thing that's going to happen, you just are grateful for who you are, what you have, and where you are at this moment. I'm going to tell you, it's a game changer. And when we start thinking more about gratitude instead of what we don't have, I don't know about you, but it just simply makes me feel better. Hey, everybody, it's Wind Down Wednesday. The week is rolling by. Back to school is back on its way. It's 7:40, and as always, we like to remind you, if you're on your way this morning, make sure that you're staying engaged. Still seeing too many people literally across the state that are using mobile devices, even on interstates. Y'all, it's just too dangerous. Yesterday, DC and I were traveling to a meeting, and there were workers on the sides of the highway picking up trash. I don't know if they were inmates or just doing community service or what. Of course, they did have on bright lime green shirts where you could see them. But I said to DC, and we were both agreeing, that one wrong swerve would kill a person on the side of the road. And if you're traveling in, I am constantly asking you to stay engaged. Make sure you stay off those phones. Make sure that you're watching out for yourself, for people that are walking, running, exercising, and just other cars. Still seeing way too many accidents. So when you do that, it keeps yourself safe. It keeps others safe. And we also want to remind you that school kids have not returned back to school, most of them. Still kids enjoying the last days of summer. Make sure that you're watching out for them throughout not only the morning, but the entire day. Hey, everybody, it's 7:41. You're on point. We're going to take a break here, but we've got more right after this. Sinlaw Area Agency on Aging Foster Grandparent Program is a national program serving local communities. Foster grandparents serve as role models, mentors, and friends while participating in a program designed to help students learn to read, provide one-on-one tutoring, and help guide children at a critical time in their lives. Participating grandparents will receive a tax-free hourly stipend, travel pay to and from their workstation, lunch, but most of all, the opportunity to share your gifts and your talents with those who really need it. For volunteer requirements, applications will be accepted Monday through Friday at 9 a.m. until 2 p.m. at Sinlaw Area Agency on Aging at 1423 Peterman Drive. Or for more information, you can phone 318-484-2260. Remember, share today, shape tomorrow. Sinlaw Area Agency on Aging Grandparent Program is another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
Hey, Ryan, I got a riddle for you. You know the only good mosquito?
What's that, Randy?
A dead mosquito. Man, they're driving me crazy. I can't even relax in my own backyard.
Well, Randy, J&J Exterminating can help you take your backyard back. J&J will inspect, recommend, treat, and maintain your home with our new mosquito program. Not only can mosquitoes be annoying, but they are linked to at least 7 different diseases, including West Nile. But J&J has the solution. We'll inspect your entire property and develop a solution that meets your needs.
Hey, I got a party this weekend. Can you take care of that?
No problem. J&J has one-time treatment options for those special occasions, or we can install and maintain a misting system that gets rid of mosquitoes every day, all day long.
Brian, you are the man with the plan. I'm taking my backyard back with your J&J Exterminating Mosquito Control Program. Over 50 years experience does make a difference with J&J Exterminating.
Call J&J today for your free mosquito inspection and evaluation.
J&J Exterminating. Yeah.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. HicksonHasIt.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Isn't it reassuring to know you have a bank with the proven leadership to help you achieve your dreams? First Federal Bank of Louisiana, a bank where you can discuss your needs with someone who can actually help you from the minute you walk in. A trusted name for over 60 years, a bank that has remained strong, stable, and secure. Unchanged strength and unprecedented growth in providing help to families and businesses all across the state. First Federal Bank of Louisiana.
Member FDIC.
So
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services. Sylvia's Caring Companions Health Care Services, People Care by Caring People, owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488. Sylvia's, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
The concrete jungle, home to the Burger Devotee, adept at discovering deliciousness. The aroma of thick-cut applewood smoked bacon. The spicy, cool kick of habanero ranch sauce.
Woo!
Things that send a Burger Devotee's senses soaring. And McDonald's, hungry for their dedication, has just the thing to attract them. Three new quarter-pounder burgers, bacon habanero ranch, deluxe, and bacon and cheese. Only true devotees can spot burgers this good. And they're another new way to love McDonald's. At participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Pineville is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is committed to their customers and Central Louisiana. They're an established business that has provided quality repairs for over 30 years. It's their investment in the highest quality materials and the latest technology that sets them apart from the rest. You know, your automobile is one of the biggest investments you'll ever make, so be sure that any repairs meet safety standards and will last the lifetime of your vehicle. Rayhide Paint and Body Works, remember, anybody can remove dents. They remove doubts.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome back to the OPT Network. This segment is sponsored by First Federal Bank of Louisiana, building the community that we serve for over 60 years. Also, SINLA Area Agency on Aging Foster Grandparent Program. We keep reminding you to share today and shape tomorrow. You can do that by simply phoning 318-484-2260. And we're going to have more about that program maybe next week to really get into the nuts and bolts about how you can get involved and help to foster tomorrow's youth by just volunteering, you know, and giving back. And it makes you feel better. It makes a child feel better. But for now, you can phone 318-484-2260. Also, Hickson Automotive Group, they're in Alexandria, Leesville, and Monroe. For more information, their website, www.hicksonhasit.com. That's www.hicksonhasit.com. Also want to remind you that you can connect with us at the OPT Network by simply phoning us at 318-445-5658. A lot of you guys phone while we're on the air. Yesterday, we got a lot of phone calls about the seminar that was going on. It started yesterday, the SBA training initiative that has come to Alexandria. And when we're on the air, of course, we can't be at the office. So on the air, you have to call us at the studio. But we want to thank all of the people that are participating in this initiative. It's a great, great effort. And we want to thank all of you who connect with us. You can go to our website at www.onpointcxmas.com. You can leave us messages there. You can send us your information there. Or you can drop us a line in the mail. Really old school way. A lot of people still doing it at 3717 Government Street, Suite Number 2, Alexandria, Louisiana. Zip it up with 71302. Now, switching gears, yesterday we were working and we were out of town. And the heat, of course, we all understand how hot it is outside. And I was talking about it last week and how sluggish it makes you feel. And even it makes you feel very cantankerous or irritable. Well, there is a new study out that shows that Behavior Research Foundation is talking about the fact that the heat, the very hot temperatures across the country, will make your heart rate and your blood pressure increase. When the temperature goes up, so does our heart rate and our blood pressure in our bodies. And it's hard for them to regulate themselves and cool off. And what the study says is that it can really be bad news because heightened physical states make us more aggressive. And one of the things that we noticed in another city that we were in yesterday is that there were a lot of accidents, just like there are here. And the study says that when it gets hot, we tend to get dehydrated. And most of the time when we're dehydrated because of the temperature, we get anxious and we get irritable. And then it causes your mood to just crash. And it's just not a good recipe for most people. And so you're seeing people on the roads and on the highways and on the interstates that are just more aggressive. And think about those people that are traveling in their vehicles who don't have air conditioning. Well, when they get cut off, or when something happens on the highway or while they're driving, they tend to be more aggressive, the study shows. So it says that weird things happen when we get too hot. And so what happens is that our body goes into a heightened sense, and then our ability to react changes. We're more aggressive. And the study also says on a cool day, things that might tick you off changes on a hot day. So we just want to encourage you, and we want to remind you that it is hot. And DC said August is probably the hottest month. He said it just seems like it has gotten hotter since we have entered into August. So we want to remind you to remember to keep yourself hydrated. And the study went on to say that you get dehydrated and your mood crashes and you don't even know you're dehydrated. It's so subtle. So what we're doing, and I noticed in our house, we have more and more water bottles. We're drinking more and more water. And if your kids are outside playing, make sure that they stay hydrated. A lot of kids I know are in the heat practicing football. They've got lots of Gatorade out there, but you still want to encourage and remind your kids to drink a lot of water. And now one of the things that I did on yesterday for the first time in a long time, DC and I used to always run. We stopped running and we started walking. Well, yesterday as we were on our travels, I saw a lot of people running in the heat. And I was saying to DC, that just can't be good. And he said, well, you know, they're young. You still have to be mindful, even if you're young, about being in the heat and making sure that you stay hydrated. And so last evening, as it didn't cool off, but as the sun went down and the temperature was not as hot, I got outside and put my gym shoes on and started to run. And I was telling DC, I forgot how much I loved running. Now, did I run like I used to run when we were running all the time? No. But it does. It feels good to be outside. It is very humid outside, but it just felt good to get out there and sweat. A lot of times we get too busy to exercise and to do some of the things that just clear your mind. And so for those people that you're having a challenging week, get out and take a walk. Cool yourself down. Don't allow the heat and circumstances to cause you to get into a situation that is not going to be good for you. A lot of people are doing it, a lot of accidents. You know, a lot of things happen in the, you know, they call it the heat of the moment. Well, this is the literal heat of the moment, and things that you'll be sorry for at a later time. And so what I did was I got out and just got a good sweat, walked and ran, and just got a chance to speak to some people in my neighborhood. And everybody says, you know, I want to come out and join you. And I say, you know what? There's absolutely enough room. All you've got to do is get your gym shoes on and come out and start to live better and do better. And so I asked DC, I said, are you going to join me? And he said, no, I think I'm going to pass. So yesterday I was solo exercising, but I think tomorrow or today, is today going to be a new day for you, DC? You think you're going to put your gym shoes on, you're going to lace up, and you're going to come on out there? He says, yeah, he's going to come on out there, but he didn't say it on the mic. So I don't know if that's just, if he's just appeasing me right now, but I'm going to tell you, it felt good. It feels good to get out and just walk. And the experts say, and surveys say, that people who just walk, or research says, people who just walk for 30 minutes a day, it's better for their heart rate, it gives you more energy, and it's good for your bones and your joints. And so what we're saying is just be the change that you want to see. Don't allow the hot temperatures to cause you to do something that is not going to be good for you. Hey, everybody, it's just smart talk for smart people, and you're on point. We've got to take a break here, but we're back right after this.
It's different from the start at the Credit Union with a heart. The heart of Louisiana, Federal Credit Union.
Your children are your heart, and their education is important, but it can leave your pocketbook on life support. So where do you turn to take care of your little dear's back-to-school needs? No other place than Heart of Louisiana Federal Credit Union. With their great back-to-school loan special, rates as low as 1.49% APR with loyalty discounts and a 12-month payment plan, you can get up to $2,000 today. So don't stress. Let Heart of Louisiana take care of your little heart this school year. Hurry in. Offer ends August 15th. Give them a call at 473-4562 or visit them on the web at heartcu.org.
APR equals annual percentage rate. Quote rate is the lowest available rate and will be based on your credit score. Rates and terms subject to change without notice. We will not refinance existing Heart of Louisiana loans with this APR. Federally insured by the NCUA. Limit one back to school loan per household.
The Credit Union with a heart.
Heart of Louisiana Credit Union is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Of Oils Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums, enjoy annual festival fun, recreate at our golf courses, and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oils Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Of Oils Parish. For more information on Of Oils, call 800-833-4195 or www.traveloforoils.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Avals Tourism is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
When it's your cancer, you can find hope at Christus Cabrini Cancer Center. We're working to cure your cancer by conducting groundbreaking research, providing the latest technology, and discovering new treatment options. Our world-class physicians, nurses, and spiritual caregivers help you navigate through your journey of care. We understand that you are more than your cancer. You can never give up. We never will. You can choose Christus Cabrini Cancer Center.
Cabrini Hospital is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop, everything you need, every time you shop. Davis One Stop, Cheneyville, Louisiana, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
My shot. Man, what a glorious summer day.
Joe's surprisingly cheery response can be traced to what's in his golf cart cup holder.
Try again. These trees are majestic.
It's the McCafe line of delicious, rejuvenating beverages. Joe's enjoying the delicious wonder of the new blueberry pomegranate smoothie, made with blueberries and raspberries with a splash of pomegranate juice. And speaking of splash...
Man, I love golf.
There's always something new to love from McCafe. At participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Alexandria is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
What happens when your bank does the unexpected? When every encounter is refreshingly friendly and personal? When flexibility becomes an everyday occurrence and you find options instead of obstacles? Prosperity happens. Possibilities happen. There is such a bank, customer-focused and service-driven, there for you when you're ready to take the next step, delivering more than you ever expected. Red River Bank. Everyday extraordinary banking. Member FDIC, an equal opportunity lender.
Red River Bank is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Thank you for listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the official OPT Network. Smart talk for smart people.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the OPT Network. This segment is sponsored by Red River Bank, Everyday Extraordinary Banking, McDonald's of Alexandria, the Avoyelles Commission of Tourism. Stay and play in Avoyelles Parish. And just a little bit later in the show, we're going to be telling you what's going to be happening in Avoyelles Parish, what's coming up, what you can expect, and what you need to put on your calendar. Well, you all know that we're always talking about food and weight loss and dieting and how to get better on the show. Well, I came across an article that was really, really interesting because I think a lot of people have issue with this. And it's simply, is it a hunger pang or is it a craving? Well, there's research out that talks about this issue. And so the first question that we need to ask ourselves, DC, on whether it's, and I asked DC this question, I said, are you hungry or is it just a craving? He said, it's just a craving. But the first question that researchers say, and this research comes from the Obesity Center, Research Center, they say the first question that you need to ask yourself is this: am I hungry for a specific food? You know, something like salt, sugary, kind of sweet, salty and sweet, ice cream, you know, what are you really hungry for? What are you craving? And if you're craving something specific, most likely it's not real hunger. You know, because sometimes, like, I'll just crave chocolate, and I've been craving that a lot. And they say if you have, like, specific cravings, like a Hershey bar, that's what I've been craving a lot, they say it's most likely not real hunger. It's what they call reward-driven hunger. So for some reason, you feel that you want to reward yourself and you're craving this thing that you've been wanting. Next, the researcher says, ask yourself, is my stomach growling? Do I have hunger pangs? If the answer is yes, it's real hunger, what Dr. Foster calls psychological hunger. Isn't that interesting? Finally, he says, ask yourself, have I eaten in the last 4 hours? And if you have, your hunger is a reward-driven craving. And if you have eaten, it's probably real, quote-unquote, psychological hunger. He says, basically, think of it this way. Reward-driven hunger is a false signal to eat. And my stomach is growling. It growled right then. He says, I'm serious, it did. Basically, he said, and I want to read it again, he said, think of it this way. Reward-driven hunger is a false signal to eat. You're not starving. You're reaching for food out of habit to soothe your emotions. Do you see how many times have you said that? A bunch, yeah. And so he says it's psychological and it's habitual. And it's funny because DC started saying, I think my eating is more habitual. I'm eating out of habit as opposed to real hunger. So he says, how you can break down the habit is this. He says, you need to do something called behavioral substitution. That means do something else that occupies your mouth and your hands. Now, he says call a friend instead of snacking, but don't call a friend if you're in a car or you're driving. You know, don't do that. That's going to create more problems. But find something else, because it's a hand-to-mouth manifestation, like a smoker. You know, sometimes I don't think it's about the actual cigarette. It's about smoking. It's about having the cigarette in your hand and going from your mouth, you know, and puffing. I think it's hand to mouth. And so he said it is, and you need to find something else to do. He says also think beyond the snack. And that's the hard part. He says, what happens, DC, after you eat a handful of cookies? Is there any benefit? Is it helping you? Absolutely not. And then he says, distance yourself from food triggers. Physically move away from the food that's tempting you, whether it's avoiding the bakery at the grocery store or not walking down the street that the pizza shop is on. Just learn to resist. And I think that's the hardest thing. because it's been our experience that certain foods will just simply call you. And I've seen it happen so many times where, you know, you're trying to resist and that brownie with that caramel and that ice cream is just calling you. But he said you have to figure a way to resist those triggers. So if you know that when you go into a place that has those things, you're going to get something, don't go in. Just avoid it. And then he says, lastly, a lot of our cravings are based on emotional triggers, like feeling lonely or feeling stressed. Some people eat when they're sad. Some people eat because they're happy. Some people eat because they're stressed and it makes them feel better. But he said, let yourself feel that emotion instead of stuffing it down with food. Our emotions peak and then they fade. He said this happens in 15-minute intervals or cycles. So if you can get past that 15 minutes that your body is manifesting that, then you can get past it. He says, but about the same amount of time it takes about 15 minutes for that craving to pass. And I'm sitting here and I'm wondering, you know, how many of us are eating and we're really not hungry? And I think that's in large part a lot of the reason why we're having troubles with weight gain. And everybody and everywhere you go is talking a lot about their weight issues and trying to lose belly fat and trying to exercise more. But I don't think we're getting down to the root cause of the matter. And that is, why am I eating when I'm not hungry? And so the researchers say it has a lot to do with emotional eating and figuring out what triggers that and what triggers you to eat. And until we get down to the root cause of it, I don't think we're ever, ever going to see the change. And so DC and I were talking yesterday, and he said, I gotta keep working. And so what I would say, and what I said to him, is what I'd say to anybody, and it's our motto, it's our mantra. As long as you don't quit, you're gonna figure it out. When you get sick and tired of being sick and tired and get tired of allowing food to control you, and I know we live in Louisiana and we love our food, but you know what? At some point, we got to say, you know, I am not a slave to food. You know, you just have to throw down the gauntlet and say, I am not going to. And DC and I were talking about this yesterday. You cannot let your flesh rule you. Your flesh is always going to act bad. Your flesh is always going to want what it's not supposed to have. Your flesh is not going to help you to get up off the sofa and exercise. So now what you got to do is start with the flesh and let the flesh know you're not the boss of me. Your spirit man doesn't want all that junk. Your spirit man wants a clean, healthy life. And when you control the flesh, watch and see what happens. Hey, everybody, you're On Point, the official OPT network. Got to take a break, but we're back with what's happening in the AP. You know, that's of Boyle's Parish, right after this.
Thank you for listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the official OPT network. Smart talk for smart people.
Did you know that every year the federal government awards over $500 billion in contracts, and a significant share of those contracts are specifically allotted for small businesses? Want to know more? The Louisiana District Office of the U.S. Small Business Administration is coming to Alexandria. SBA will present 3 free workshops for business owners at Central Louisiana Business Incubator at 1501 Wimbledon Boulevard in Alexandria on August 6th and 7th. The workshops are designed for small business owners interested in learning more about 3 different certification programs for businesses. The workshops will cover SBA's 8A certification program for socially and economically disadvantaged firms, the historically underutilized business zone or hub zone certification process, and how to certify as a woman-owned small business. This event is hosted by the Central Louisiana Business League, the City of Alexandria, and the Ministers of Economic Development. For more information or to register, please visit the SBA Louisiana District Office event calendar at www.sba.gov/LA or call 318-442-3593.
Isn't it nice when your bank knows who you are? At Southern Heritage Bank, they're small enough to know your name, but large enough to take care of you. Pure and simple, they talk to you about your needs. Today's banking customers have a lot of different choices. Southern Heritage Bank customers enjoy first name service at its finest. Just ask anyone who knows. If you're ready for a new bank, give Southern Heritage Bank and first name service a try. Visit shbnet.com today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Southern Heritage Bank is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
I am today's car buyer. I'm internet educated, double talk liberated. My credit is not suspect. My trade-in's not a reject. I don't need to negotiate, tolerate, or even hesitate. My goals are clear. I know what I want and what I want to pay. I refuse to be sidestepped, sidelined, or sideswiped by hidden charges and unexpected fees. I am today's car buyer, and I only deal with Walker. It's never been truer. When other dealers won't, Walker will.
Walker Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
State Farm, this is Jessica.
Hey, Jessica! Jerry Newman with a policy question.
Jerry, how are you doing?
Fine, I just got a little fender bender.
Oh, Jerry, I'm so sorry.
I would love to help, but remember you dropped us last month.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. It only took 15 minutes to sign up with that new auto insurance company, but it's taken a lot longer to hear back.
Is your car up a pole again?
I miss you, Jessica.
Jerry, are you crying?
No, I bit my tongue.
Get to a better state. State Farm.
Your On Point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields, 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your On Point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf, 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie.
Attention Alexandria and surrounding areas. Get Wired Satellites, powered by DirecTV, now has your locals in HD. That's right. Your locals are now available in stunning high definition. Don't watch the game in standard definition like the other guy. Step up to high definition with Get Wired Satellites. 767-2220. That's 767-2220. Get Wired Satellites in Alexandria off the traffic circle.
Get Wired Satellites is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Alexandria's Diversity in Action program, as part of the Central Louisiana Business Incubator, was created to assist small, emerging, minority, and women-owned businesses to become competitive and successful. Here are some of the businesses that they've helped.
Hello, my name is Darlene St. Romain. I am the CEO of Sylvia's Care and Companions Healthcare Services. Central Louisiana Business Incubator assists my agency with marketing by creating a commercial and a business website. They also assisted with the accreditation of my agency.
I am Fanny Gordon, owner and operator of Fanny Silks and Scents. They help my business to grow. For instance, improve sales tools and product marketing.
I'm Ivyanna Stewart, owner of Soulscapes. I want to take this opportunity to thank the Diversity in Action for acknowledging and actively reaching out to our diversity firms here in Alexandria.
Diversity in Action is a free service for small businesses as a part of the Central Louisiana Business Incubator. For more information, call 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107.
Alexandria Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT Network. It's 13 minutes after 8 o'clock Central Standard, 9:13 Eastern Time, and this segment is sponsored by Southern Heritage Bank. They're an independently owned community bank meeting the financial needs of our community. Also, the City of Alexandria's Diversity in Action Program, Get Wired Satellites. And if you're passing around the South Traffic Circle, you will see that Get Wired Satellites is always got some type of mobile vehicle out there that they're wiring. For the best wiring, the best channels, the best savings, Get Wired Satellites. You can phone them at 318-767-2220. Also, get to a better state with your State Farm agent, Rosa Fields, serving Rapides Parish and surrounding areas. The number to phone, 318-487-1881. They can help you with all of your home, auto, and life insurance. Now, you know, in the last segment, I was just talking about food and talking about how to get past it. And wouldn't you know, we're going to be talking more about food. We're joined by the executive director of the Avoyelles Commission, the Avoyelles Commission of Tourism, our good friend, Wilbert Carmouche. I got food on the brain. He comes in smelling like nothing but the food. Wilbert, good morning and welcome.
Thanks for having me, Carlin.
Absolutely. But, you know, we do love our food in Avoyelles Parish and throughout the state.
Absolutely. Culinary is one of the things that we, you know, that's one of the things that we capitalize on.
Mm-hmm.
But it's as we were talking right before
mm-hmm.
In the break, I was hearing you talking about food and, you know, just eating to live, basically, not living to eat.
Exactly.
It's all in moderation. We were just talking about, you know, my grandmother was like that. I mean, it was just like, instead of a 10-inch dinner plate, she always ate in a 6-inch dinner plate.
Mm-hmm.
It was just proportion. She ate everything we were always eating, but she had just much less of it.
Absolutely. And, you know, and that's what Mrs. Obama in her initiative, Get Moving, that's one of the things that she talks about is the plate size and shrinking the plate size. And because we do love our food and we love culinary throughout the whole state, and really Americans, we love to eat, but we just got to figure out how to do it in moderation.
That's right.
And this is the perfect event that's coming up to just taste things in moderation. Let's talk about coming up, the food tasting.
Absolutely. And that is this Friday evening. We were calling it a Taste of the Arts because this is a fundraiser for the Fox Theater of Avoyelles Parish. It's their domain is in Marksville.
And tell us about the Fox Theater for those people who don't know about it.
Fox Theater is our performing arts center and our little theater
uh-huh,
community.
Uh-huh.
Wonderful plays, and they do a lot with children. And it's just it's sort of like dance. It's a good discipline for
uh-huh,
yourself.
Uh-huh.
You know, it teaches you, you know, being punctual and, you know, being quiet when it needs to be, but then ready to project on that stage when you need to.
And it's been a staple in the community.
Oh, for many, many years, yes. At one time, there were two community theaters, one in Marksville and one in Bunkie, but
mm-hmm.
unfortunately, Bunkie's theater burned several years ago,
mm-hmm.
and I guess they chose not to rebuild, and they just made a larger community theater for the parish.
Mm-hmm.
And, we call it the Fox Theater because it is an old movie house that's
mm-hmm.
been, you know, renovated and remodeled and restyled for a performing arts center.
And it's so critically important when we talk about that because we really don't talk enough about the arts, especially as it pertains to our young people. It's so important to keep that movement vibrant and alive.
Absolutely. And, you know, anytime a budget gets the axe, whether it be the national level, the
yeah.
state level, or the parish
it's
level.
It's going to be the arts.
It's going to be the arts. They
that's
always
the first thing
they
to
always
go.
Succumb to the to the hatchet. But so that's what we're trying to help them out. The Avoyelles Arts Council Board and the Fox Theater Board members are doing a Taste of the Arts, and that is going to be Friday evening. And Carlette, it's just $10 per person to
absolutely.
Come in and taste food portions, as we were talking about, from about 18 different stations.
Wow.
And we're teaming up, you know, two by twos because of
are
the
numbers.
Are
you making something, Wilbur?
Yes, we're making brisket sliders.
Brisket sliders.
Brisket sliders.
Okay, what is that?
Okay, we're going to slow cook a couple of briskets,
uh-huh.
slice that, and we're going to put them between Hawaiian bread. So with our special sauce that we're going to do. And you could come by our station
mm-hmm.
and just, you know, get a sample of that.
Right. And the key is a sample.
A sample, 1 to 2 ounce portions.
Mm, and what's that special sauce? That just sounds divine.
It's too special to it's too special to mention here.
So
18 stations from appetizers to soups to entrees to desserts. And, of course, we're going to have a cash beverage center because it is all in a method of trying to raise a few dollars for the Fox Theater.
Absolutely. So we want to encourage people to come out and give the address, Wilbur.
Absolutely. That's on Washington Street. If you find the courthouse, which is easy to find, it's right behind the court, uh-huh. the courthouse.
Uh-huh.
We're going to have music, live music on stage. So it'll be a great night, as I've been saying, to lave, which means to visit.
I love that. To you lave. Know,
to lave. You're going
to walk. I'm adding that word to my word, to my word, you know, my word dictionary.
Exactly.
Lave.
Lave.
I
it
love
just
it.
Sounds so good.
It does.
Exactly. It used to be in, you know, several years ago, people used to lave.
Uh-huh.
You know, you would go to people's homes, you know, I remember.
Where people used to visit.
Yes, exactly. You would, you know, you would go a little while, you would eat an early dinner,
uh-huh.
and then you would go visit uh-huh. someone for an hour or so. That's what was lave.
Wow. I went back when you said that. People used to lave a lot.
Absolutely.
And we stopped doing that.
Oh, yeah, just like Sunday, well, you knew you were either going to eat at one grandmother's or the other.
Or the other, mm-hmm.
That was every Sunday.
Yeah, you know? And we've gotten away from laveing. So we want to encourage people to come out and lave at this wonderful food tasting on Friday, starting at, what,
6 o'clock in the evening, mm-hmm. right? And in Avoyelles Parish, it's our first day of school for the children, so it's a good...
Friday's the first day?
Friday's
in
our first day of school for the children.
Hey, speaking of Avoyelles Parish, I was texting back and forth with Robin, and she said, oh, school's about to start. I didn't know it was Friday.
They're already in? Oh, yeah, Robin, the teachers and staff had to report yesterday.
Oh, my goodness.
That was their first day. Yeah, it's over. It's over. That's right. They had like 3 days to prep, and then the children come in on Friday, and that's what I was at another radio station already this morning and earlier, and I said, you know, it's time to start observing. You know, we get a little bit lax with those school zones.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah, we do.
During the summertime and when school is out, but, you know, I think we need to try to be a little more cautious.
And you know what? And we talk about school zones during the school year all the time, and what we've been asking people to do is really to be mindful throughout the day, because there are still some kids that are soaking up the last days of summer, and you see them everywhere.
Exactly.
And so now it's time for school zones again. So what else is going on in Avoyelles Parish?
Two programs at the Marksville State Historic Site. That's on August 10th and August 24th. On August 10th, we're going to have Indian Culture, Laws, and Customs, which is a very interesting program. It's a one-hour program that they're going to put on 11 in the morning, 1, 2, and 3 p.m. It's the same program that's repeated four times.
Mm-hmm.
So you have an opportunity to make it there. Because it's all about ancestry and
mm-hmm.
you know how things have evolved from the past with their laws and customs. Reservations are encouraged. It's $4 per adult, under 13, over 61, free. So I'm falling that
mm-hmm.
middle category,
mm-hmm.
which is all right. But if you need additional information, you can call Mr. Dahl Jennings over at the Marksville State Historic Site. 253-8954 is his number, of course, a 318 area code.
Mm-hmm.
And then he's going to have a prehistoric mounds tour on August 24th. 10 o'clock in the morning, same program repeated at noon.
Mm-hmm.
Same rules apply, $4 for adults, under 13, over 61, free of charge. And you can call Miss Suzanne Factor at 253-8954
mm-hmm.
for additional information and to do a pre-registration if you would like.
Okay.
And just to, since we're on the school subject, I just want to remind teachers that are out there that may be listening that Mr. Doyle can take, classes out there. You know, he does
mm-hmm,
classes.
Mm-hmm,
he can do an out.
Mm-hmm,
you know,
mm-hmm.
you can go out there sort of field trip style.
Mm-hmm.
Or is that dating me? They probably call it something else. no longer field trips nowadays.
Hey, Wilbert, hold that thought. Let's take a quick break here. But when we come back, I think they still call them field trips. I don't know. They're so progressive.
Well, we're not aging ourselves too badly then, huh?
They're so progressive. I don't know. I still call them field trips. Hey, everybody, you're on point. It's 23 minutes after 8 o'clock. Stay with us. We're back after this break. Sinlaw Area Agency on Aging Foster Grandparent Program is a national program serving local communities. Foster grandparents serve as role models, mentors,
and friends while participating in a program designed to help students learn to read, provide one-on-one tutoring, and help guide children at a critical time in their lives. Participating grandparents will receive a tax-free hourly stipend, travel pay to and from their workstation, lunch, but most of all, the opportunity to share your gifts and your talents with those who really need it. For volunteer requirements, applications will be accepted Monday through Friday at 9 a.m. until 2 p.m. at Sinlaw Area Agency on Aging at 1423 Peterman Drive, or for more information, you can phone 318-484-2260. Remember, share today, shape tomorrow. Sinlaw Area Agency on Aging Grandparent Program is another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
Hey, Ryan, I got a riddle for you. You know the only good mosquito?
What's that, Randy?
A dead mosquito. Man, they're driving me crazy. I can't even relax in my own backyard.
Well, Randy, J&J Exterminating can help you take your backyard back. J&J will inspect, recommend, treat, and maintain your home with our new mosquito program. Not only can mosquitoes be annoying, but they are linked to at least 7 different diseases, including West Nile. But J&J has the solution. We'll inspect your entire property and develop a solution that meets your needs.
Hey, I got a party this weekend. Can you take care of that?
No problem. J&J has one-time treatment options for those special occasions, or we can install and maintain a misting system that gets rid of mosquitoes every day, all day long.
Brian, you are the man with the plan. I'm taking my backyard back with your J&J Exterminating Mosquito Control Program. Over 50 years' experience does make a difference with J&J Exterminating.
Call J&J today for your free mosquito inspection and evaluation.
J&J Exterminating. Yeah.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. HicksonHasIt.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Isn't it reassuring to know you have a bank with the proven leadership to help you achieve your dreams? First Federal Bank of Louisiana, a bank where you can discuss your needs with someone who can actually help you from the minute you walk in. A trusted name for over 60 years, a bank that has remained strong, stable, and secure. Unchanged strength and unprecedented growth in providing help to families and businesses all across the state. First Federal Bank of Louisiana.
Member FDIC.
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services. Sylvia's Caring Companion's health care services, people care by caring people, owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488. Sylvia's, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
My shot.
Man, what a glorious summer day.
Joe's surprisingly cheery response can be traced to what's in his golf cart cup holder.
Try again. These trees are majestic.
It's the McCafe line of delicious, rejuvenating beverages. Joe's enjoying the delicious wonder of the new blueberry pomegranate smoothie, made with blueberries and raspberries with a splash of pomegranate juice. And speaking of splash...
Man, I love golf.
There's always something new to love from McCafe. At participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Pineville is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is committed to their customers and Central Louisiana. They're an established business that has provided quality repairs for over 30 years. It's their investment in the highest quality materials and the latest technology that sets them apart from the rest. You know, your automobile is one of the biggest investments you'll ever make, so be sure that any repairs meet safety standards and will last the lifetime of your vehicle. Rayhide Paint and Body Works, remember, anybody can remove dents. They remove doubts.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Thank you for listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the official OPT Network. Smart talk for smart people.
Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT Network. This segment is sponsored by J&J Exterminating. J&J Exterminating is Louisiana's largest independently owned pest control firm, offering effective pest control services, not only for your home, but your business. Now, I'm going to tell you, whenever you phone, they'll come out at absolutely no cost to you, and they'll do a whole survey, and they'll tell you what you need, and then they'll help you to be able to afford whatever it is that you need to get done to make sure that these pests don't take over your home. All you've got to do is phone 318-448-4000. In Alexandria, they're located at 526 MacArthur Drive. Also, Ray Hyde Paint and Body Works, expert collision repair. Anybody can remove your dents, but Lynn and Ray Hyde, they remove your doubts with state-of-the-art technology. Also, McDonald's of Pineville. Now, if you're just joining us, we're joined by Wilbert Carmouche, who is the director of the Avoyelles Commission of Tourism, talking about all that's going on in Avoyelles Parish. And there's always good, positive, family-involved activities that are going on in Avoyelles Parish. And one of the things that we were talking about was 4-H. Of course, I was saying to Wilbert, we all kind of have to get reacclimated because it is time for school to start. And 4-H is a huge part of many schools and always has been.
Absolutely. And we have a wonderful 4-H program in Avoyelles, as such many other parishes have at all. But the uniqueness for Avoyelles Parish is that that is where 4-H got its start. Back in 1908, February 8th of 1908, the Ag Departments and the Superintendent of Public Education in Avoyelles Parish decided that they would have a meeting and invite boys of the surrounding area to come in and start a corn club, learn the process of planting corn in the farming industry. Well, unbeknown to them, I think 200 boys showed up from far and wide to come here. And thus, Louisiana 4-H was born then.
Who knew?
As the first corn club, and that happened in Mooreville. And to this date, a museum has been opened, the 4-H, we call it the Louisiana 4-H Museum. It's basically in our office as well with the Ag Center, Southern University Ag Center, Avoyelles Commission of Tourism, and the state FFA office is also. We're all in that one building, and the 4-H Museum is there, well, which depicts over 100 years of information from the 64 parishes in the state of Louisiana, right there in Avoyelles Parish.
That is amazing. That's something to see. And when we visited over there, the lady who was the 4-H leader for years is still
right. Miss Esther Bo is still there, and she's the parish chair.
Miss Esther Bo, and she doesn't look like she has aged a bit.
Absolutely not.
I mean, I recognized her immediately when I saw her.
Esther's going very strong with that program. In fact, she's got probably one of the larger 4-H followings in the state of Louisiana.
Wow. And so, you know, it's a movement that we want to make sure that our kids stay connected to. I mean, it's got so many great facets to 4-H.
Absolutely. And we have another new 4-H agent that has joined us, Sheena Cecil. And, you know, they are a wonderful team. I mean, you know, they've got their whole next year planned ahead of them, you know, as to what they're going to do with these kids. And it's just a wonderful program.
Is there still a good following for 4-H with kids?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Avoyelles Parish does.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. A wonderful following for that. It's, you know, it has branched out. It's no longer just the farming and making the apron, you know. And I think, again, we're dating ourselves because that's all we're used to.
Right.
To do, but now, I mean, that's, you know, I mean, you see, you know, the girls are doing, as they say, guy things, and the guy, you know, I mean, it's just all meshed into one, you know. You may walk into a class and the girls are learning how the fishing techniques, you know, later on the guys are there doing, you know, sewing buttonholes.
Right.
It's all things that, you know, that we need to have in life.
And I was going to say that great life skills, and, you know, when you talk about 4-H, and it does, it dates you, it takes you back, but you remember the wholesomeness and the goodness and everything good about what 4-H provided for kids.
That's exactly right, Corlette. You know, too many times what we see about kids are the wrong messages that come through, you know, because, I mean, you know how it is, that's what sells media sometimes.
Exactly.
You know, not necessarily the positive things and the good things that kids do. that hardly ever makes the front page of anything.
You know, and funny you would say that, Wilbert, because we talk about it all the time. People are so quick to talk about what's wrong and what's negative and focus on that and prey on what's wrong. And we really never want to talk about what's right and what's good and what can we get our kids involved in that will keep them out of trouble and keep them engaged.
That's right. And this program such as this with 4-H, you know, I think turned that around a little bit, you know, because it's always positive. It's never negative energy that goes into any of that. So we're just really happy about that. So that is one, coming back to school and museums, and we were getting ready to talk about that in the last segment.
Okay.
That is one of the museums that I feature on my basically tour of museums or portable classrooms, outreach classrooms, field trips, if we would, that they can come to. We have about 10 different museums based on history and historical things. It involves parish. Many of them are hands-on. Like at the Marksville State Historic Site, you can come there, go to the media room, do some things, then progress throughout the museum, you know, with hands-on things that they can do, you know, the feeling of the pelts and, you know, those
right.
type things. Then Mr. Doyle can take them outside and let them throw in that ladle and, you know, just do different things based on all of that prehistoric Native American culture. We can take them to the Tunica Biloxi Educational and Resources Center and show them how the era of the Tunica Biloxis and, you know, all of those wonderful artifacts that they were able to get back that had really been, you know, destroyed, you know, and they found them in cemeteries scattered here and there, or even just in mounds or whatever. You know, there's been a lot of that has all been regrouped, the Tunica treasures, a one of a kind of things that are here in the United States, right here in Avoyelles Parish.
Right here in Avoyelles Parish.
Absolutely. We can take them to the Sarto Bridge and the Adam Pontieu Museum over in the Big Bend, Bartlesville area. That bridge was the first bridge put on the National Register of Historic Properties in Louisiana.
Wow.
So there's a lot of things like that we can take them to. We can take them to Bunky at the railroad, at the depot, and show them the railroad museum memorabilia. So I think we have about 10 museums in the parish that we can use as portable classrooms. In Mansoura, we can show them how a doctor's lifestyle was in the 1790s. In Marksville, we can show them the Hippolyte Bartlett home. That's how a farmer lived, complete with chicken coop and outhouse, you know, back in the 1820s. So it makes for wonderful field trips, wonderful learning experiences, and then, you know, we can mesh things. We can make a full day of these things for these students. You know, we can add a lunch in there, you know, let them do a little shopping at the Amish store. You know, just show them the different cultures that comprise and make up of Avoyelles Parish.
And these are things that we really need to get back to, and as we're talking about getting back to school, and I know a lot of people are still kind of in their minds, still sort of fighting about school, but it's the season is back. You know, I talk about seasons all the time, and we're back to school seasons, and so those teachers and those educators that are looking for great things, great historical things to engage kids, you've got just a deluge of just really any history lesson that you could want to know right there in Avoyelles Parish.
Absolutely. The second floor of the courthouse, we've turned that into a pictorial exhibit. It's got a 3x4 frame on every town in Avoyelles Parish.
Wow.
As to the significances that make, you know, that can teach you why, you know, why was Bunky named Bunky? You know, why, who was Plocheville settled by? You know, what makes him sport the gateway to the Atchafalaya National Heritage Area? You can learn all of those things through those pictorials, and we have historians that can help out with that as well.
Well, that is amazing. And so you have a lot on your agenda, and you guys are always doing really, really great things. Anything else coming up that we need to know about?
No, we've got to go back to that taste of the arts and talk about food. You know, it's been 30 minutes since I've eaten.
Well, no, we definitely want people to go out and support the arts.
This is a benefit. Supporting the arts, it's a benefit for the Fox Theater. $10 per person, Friday evening from 6 to 8. I know the preseason game for the Saints is coming on, but you might miss 15 minutes of that.
That's right. That's right. You can get out there before.
Absolutely.
You know, before. And, you know, isn't it wonderful? Football season is about to kick off again. Hopefully, it'll usher in some cool weather here in the not so distant future.
Some gumbo weather.
It ain't happening right now. It's hot outside. But we want to encourage people to go out and support the arts. And as Wilbert said, anytime budget cuts come down, the arts are the first to go. And, you know, it is a great place for young people. And so much, you know, so much rich culture in the theater.
Absolutely, because it helps to round out a good student.
Absolutely.
I remember when I first started school, I mean, we could not wait for the music teacher to come. I mean, you know, mm-hmm. she would come once a week, you know, and everybody would run and we'd fight to see who would unload and bring her record player and her couple of albums that she had.
Uh-huh.
I know I'm dating myself.
Yeah. You know, the record players,
exactly. All of them.
And albums,
all of those
kids
things.
Don't even know what that is anymore.
And what she had for, because there was no band, there was no music program in our school, what she had was everybody had 1 foot broomstick handles. She'd cut broom handles in 1 foot sections, and that's how we would keep the beat by tapping 2 broomstick handles together.
That's why you got all that rhythm, huh?
Absolutely.
That's that old school rhythm.
That old school, and I'm sort of happy about that.
Exactly. So, Wilbert, give the information about where people can reach you and how they can connect with these great activities.
Absolutely. We have our website is travelofalls.com, and then you can contact us through that website. And then, of course, if you want to call me, I'm willing to talk. That's 800-833-4195.
Absolutely. Wilbert, thank you so much for all that you do and, you know, the work. And people really, you know, you come in and you visit with us, but they really don't know how much work that you do to make sure that we do have all the rich culture and just great family outings that happen in Avoyelles Parish.
Absolutely. It's something that we do. It's like in the bloodline. You got to get it out there. It's important to us. And I guess we want to make sure somebody else understands why it is important.
Absolutely.
Us.
And then for all of those people that are listening from those surrounding areas, you know, it's a great place to bring kids in to look at other parts of the state or other cities that they may not be familiar with to learn things like about the Indians and all of the museums. It's just great, rich culture.
Absolutely. And just on a little sidebar, I'll tell you that the legislature has just given distinction to Avoyelles Parish, Pointe-Coupee, St. Landry, and Evangeline Parishes as French Creole parishes. So we're very happy about that. We just did a Bastille Day program again this year on the 13th, 14th of July, celebrating that. Because there's much of a misnomer about Avoyelles Parish that they think we're Cajuns.
Uh-huh.
But we are not Cajuns.
Not Cajuns.
We're not Cajuns. No, the majority of our ancestors came directly from France.
And so now we're the French?
We're French Creole. Yes.
Well, who knew?
Who'd have thought?
DC said Wilbert knew. Wilbert, you always come with a plethora of information. It's always just great stuff, and we want to thank you so much.
Oh, well, thank you. I want to thank you and DC for letting me get the word out and inviting people to Avoyelles Parish.
Absolutely. Of course, we love Avoyelles Parish, and it's just really a lot of smart talk for smart people, and it's a way to get our kids and families engaged, and we want to encourage you guys to do that. Hey, everybody, we're on point. You're on point. We're on point, and we've got to take a break.
The credit union with a heart, the heart of Louisiana, Federal Credit Union.
Your children are your heart, and their education is important, but it can leave your pocketbook on life support. So where do you turn to take care of your little dear's back-to-school needs? No other place than Heart of Louisiana Federal Credit Union. With their great back-to-school loan special, rates as low as 1.49% APR with loyalty discounts and a 12-month payment plan, you can get up to $2,000 today. So don't stress. Let Heart of Louisiana take care of your little heart this school year. Hurry in. Offer ends August 15th. Give them a call at 473-4562 or visit them on the web at heartcu.org.
APR equals annual percentage rate. Quote rate is the lowest available rate and will be based on your credit score. Rates and terms subject to change without notice. We will not refinance existing Heart of Louisiana loans with this APR. Federally insured by the NCUA. Limit one back to school loan per household.
The credit union with a heart.
Heart of Louisiana Credit Union is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk. of Oils Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums, enjoy annual festival fun, recreate at our golf courses, and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oils Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Of Oils Parish. For more information on Of Oils, call 800-833-4195 or www.travelofoils.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Of Oils Tourism is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
When it's your cancer, you can find hope at Christus Cabrini Cancer Center. We're working to cure your cancer by conducting groundbreaking research, providing the latest technology, and discovering new treatment options. Our world-class physicians, nurses, and spiritual caregivers help you navigate through your journey of care. We understand that you are more than your cancer. You can never give up. We never will. You can choose Christus Cabrini Cancer Center.
Cabrini Hospital is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop. Everything you need, every time you shop. Davis One Stop, Cheneyville, Louisiana. Another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
The concrete jungle, home to the Burger Devotee, adept at discovering deliciousness. The aroma of thick-cut applewood smoked bacon, the spicy, cool kick of habanero ranch sauce.
Woo!
Things that send a Burger Devotee's senses soaring. And McDonald's, hungry for their dedication, has just the thing to attract them. Three new quarter-pounder burgers, bacon habanero ranch, deluxe, and bacon and cheese. Only true devotees can spot burgers this good, and they're another new way to love McDonald's. At participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Alexandria is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
What happens when your bank does the unexpected? When every encounter is refreshingly friendly and personal? When flexibility becomes an everyday occurrence and you find options instead of obstacles? Prosperity happens. Possibilities happen. There is such a bank, customer-focused and service-driven, there for you when you're ready to take the next step, delivering more than you ever expected. Red River Bank. Everyday extraordinary banking. Member FDIC, an equal opportunity lender.
Red River Bank is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Did you know that every year the federal government awards over $500 billion in contracts, and a significant share of those contracts are specifically allotted for small businesses? Want to know more? The Louisiana District Office of the U.S. Small Business Administration is coming to Alexandria. SBA will present three free workshops for business owners at Central Louisiana Business Incubator at 1501 Wimbledon Boulevard in Alexandria on August 6th and 7th. The workshops are designed for small business owners interested in learning more about three different certification programs for businesses. The workshops will cover SBA's 8A certification program for socially and economically disadvantaged firms, the historically underutilized business zone or hub zone certification process, and how to certify as a woman-owned small business. This event is hosted by the Central Louisiana Business League, the City of Alexandria, and the Ministers of Economic Development. For more information or to register, please visit the SBA Louisiana District Office event calendar at www.sba.gov/LA or call 318-442-3593.
Isn't it nice when your bank knows who you are? At Southern Heritage Bank, they're small enough to know your name, but large enough to take care of you. Pure and simple, they talk to you about your needs. Today's banking customers have a lot of different choices. Southern Heritage Bank customers enjoy first name service at its finest. Just ask anyone who knows. If you're ready for a new bank, give Southern Heritage Bank and first name service a try. Visit shbnet.com today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Southern Heritage Bank is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
I am today's car buyer. I'm internet educated, double talk liberated. My credit is not suspect. My trade-in's not a reject. I don't need to negotiate, tolerate, or even hesitate. My goals are clear. I know what I want and what I want to pay. I refuse to be sidestepped, sidelined, or sideswiped by hidden charges and unexpected fees. I am today's car buyer, and I only deal with Walker. It's never been truer. When other dealers won't, Walker will.
Walker Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Attention Alexandria and surrounding areas. Get Wired Satellites, powered by DirecTV, now has your locals in HD. That's right. Your locals are now available in stunning high definition.
Don't watch the game in standard definition like the other guy.
Step up to high definition with Get Wired Satellites. 767-2220. That's 767-2220. Get Wired Satellites in Alexandria off the traffic circle.
Get Wired Satellites is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Creating opportunities and leveling the playing field for all citizens are critical to ensuring Alexandria's social and economic sustainability. The City of Alexandria Diversity in Action program was created to assist small, emerging, and minority and women-owned businesses by providing the resources and the network they need to become competitive and successful. Diversity in Action works with MBE, WBE businesses, coordinating businesses with startup, coaching, and entrepreneurial assistance such as capacity building, providing access to capital, and more. If you are an MBE, WBE business, Diversity in Action can assist your business through the Close the Gap mentoring program, designed to bridge the gap between potential failure and success in a small emerging businesses program. Diversity in Action is a free service working with businesses removing obstacles to success for anyone who is willing to work hard and diligently. Get started today. 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107. Or go to www.diversityinaction.org.
Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
I have a name. It's not occupant.
Or 38.
Nine?
I'm a person, not a number.
And sometimes
I need to talk to someone who's listening to me.
There are 24 hours in my day. I want a company
to be there when I need them.
At State Farm, we get to know you and know how you want to be treated. Like a real person with real concerns.
Finally! My kind of insurance company.
Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields, 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf, 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie.
Be Unique Hair Salon specializes in your total hair care needs, caring for the scalp and teaching every client how to maintain a head filled with healthy hair. At Be Unique Hair Salon, our stylists recognize each client's uniqueness and individuality that demonstrates your own personal swag. If you're looking for unique hair and unique hair experiences, Be Unique Hair Salon is located at 1771 Elliott Street, Suite B in Alexandria, Louisiana. Phone for an appointment Tuesday through Saturday, 318-442-7204. Be Unique Hair Salon, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
Hey, everybody. Good morning and welcome back to the OPT Network. This segment is sponsored by St. Francis Cabrini Women's and Children's Hospital, caring for our community, always with state-of-the-art technology. And we want to remind you that they still have those free mammograms if you're 40 years old or older and you need to have your mammogram done. All you've got to do is phone Diane Kitts at 318-487-1122, and she'll make sure that you get on point with having your mammogram. Also, the Heart of Louisiana Credit Union, dedicated to excellence, and Davis One Stop. If you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is in the heart of Cheneyville. You know, we've been talking about food and, you know, how to get better and how to determine, excuse me, whether or not you're hungry or if it's just emotional. Well, there was a great article as we were talking about food that talked about how to make the most of your lunch hour. And the article talked about, just in keeping with talking about food, I thought this was a really sort of interesting article. And they were saying that over the years, lunch breaks have gotten shorter and shorter. And even in some parts of the world and in some workplaces or even disappearing, and fewer employees are getting out for lunch. And so what they're doing subsequently is just multitasking and fitting lunch in. And so they say more than half of Americans took only a 30-minute lunch hour. And this is according to a Gallup poll that was taken. And today, only one-third of workers take a lunch break away from their desk. And so this was really the vein of the article. And they were saying even for the power lunches where big-time bosses and decisions and deals are being made, these are also in danger of going away because people are doing more at their jobs. The workforce has cut back, and people are doing more and more jobs, leaving less and less time to eat lunch. And so this is what the survey talked about. It talked about people being more productive when they get out of their workspace and their workplace and they go out and have lunch. And a lot of people have gotten away from that. They say that it's better for you, it gives you companionship, and it gives you time away from your job. And so they are encouraging that people would stop and take a lunch break. Stop sitting at your desk and eating and working and get out. Have that companionship with either your coworkers or someone else. Kind of change the environment and get a different setting. And so they say that the factors responsible for groups that went to restaurants to take their lunch did better than those who just simply sat at their desk. And so what they're saying simply is that in the latest study, it suggests that simply changing, making a change in the environment is better for you. And never taking a break from those carefully thought, you know, plans and work and, you know, it's just bad for you. So this morning, I know once we get our day started, we're already thinking about lunch. If that's you and you sit at your desk and you're eating lunch at your desk and you're still working and you're still multitasking, the experts say that it's just better to change the environment, to go out and get a break. And, you know, we're still talking about moderation. I know a lot of people bring their lunch, but even if you bring your lunch, now it's kind of too hot to sit in the car and eat. But they're suggesting that it just cleanses your mind. It gives you time away from everything that may have been stressful. It gives you time to just gather yourself, go out with people that you enjoy, and just change the environment. And I know many people are saying, I don't have time to do that. I'm too busy. Well, you know what? The only person that can take care of you is you. And you do that by starting your lunch break. Purposing in your heart that you're going to take a lunch, you're going to go out, you're going to maybe go out to a place that's relaxing for you, have a good meal, a good healthy meal, hopefully, and get back to work. And when you get back to work, you're ready to go again. You're revitalized, you're refreshed, and your mind has time to rejuvenate itself. So now it's just sort of a different school of thought. You know, I've talked to people all the time that say, I'm just having lunch at my desk. I brought a sandwich in. Well, the experts are saying and research is saying that it's just better to go out and get a change of pace. And so as we were talking about food, we thought we would share that article with you. It's just an interesting article on just things that we do every single day and things that we really just don't ever think about. But I'm going to tell you, everything you can think about, everything that is an issue, somebody has done research on it. Somebody is writing about it. Somebody has written an article about it. Somewhere you can find it. And for us, it just gives us food for thought. And it just makes us think maybe a little bit differently. And our whole goal every single day is to just provide good information that helps your life to become a little bit better, that helps to make us all a little bit smarter. And so, you know what? I say it all the time. Information has the ability to be powerful. But in order for it to be powerful, we gotta use it.
We want to thank you guys, as always, for spending what we consider to be the very best part of your morning with us right here on the official OPT Network. We're winding the week down. It's almost over, and we hope that your momentum is in full swing. Hey, everybody, thank you so much. We're going to take a break from the microphone here. We're going to call it a wrap right here, but I tell you what, we will be back with you on Thursday with another great show. So you want to make sure that you're on point. 22 hours and counting is when we'll see you next. Oh, yeah. We love you so much. God loves you even more than that. Love yourself. And don't forget to be the change that you want to see. And remember, it starts with you and it starts with me. For Young David, for Big D, I'm Carlette Christmas. Have a great wind down Wednesday. And God willing, we'll see you right back here on Thursday. You've been On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the official OPT Network. Our mission is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time. We invite you to join us Monday through Friday at 7:30 a.m. to 9 a.m. on KAYT FM 88.1 or log on to www.